Okay, this is a pretty messed up story, but I really need to get it off my chest. You see, when I was a little girl, I was always curious about sex. It was innocent enough when my parents weren't around. I would browse porn sites online just to learn what it was all about, you know? When you're that age, sex is such a mystery. I just wanted to learn all I could about it. It was simply educational at that point. But there was one summer when I was 12 years old where things kind of got crazy. An adult bookstore had just opened a few miles out from the town I lived in. Word spread pretty quick about the pervy new sex shop. Other kids my age were always making jokes about it. I started to get pretty curious about that place, so I had to check it out. Obviously, I couldn't just ride my bike right into the parking lot. I'd get caught and asked to leave pretty quick that way. However, there were some bike trails that led through the woods around the area, and some of them were not far from the new store. So I rode my bike as far as I could, then hiked through the woods until I got to the store. I'd just hide in the woods spying. I'd watch the customers go in and out, mostly men, most of them leaving with paper bags filled with God knows what. This forbidden place drove me crazy. I just had to know what was going on inside. I spent a few days doing this, sneaking through the woods and spying. I even recognized a teacher go in and out of there. But then one day, when I was spying, I noticed something interesting. There was a back door that an employee would sometimes walk out of for a smoke break, but the door was kind of jammed. You would have to really shove it to get it open, and really pull it shut hard for it to close and lock up. Most of the time, the guy wouldn't even bother, and he would just leave it open a crack. I knew if I really wanted to sneak a peek of what was going on in that store, the back door was my best bet. One afternoon, I finally got up the nerve to do it. I waited in the woods until the smoking guy came out for a smoke break, and after he was done, I counted to 10, then ran for the door. It was still open a crack, just like I knew it would be. At first, I just stuck my head in the door to have a peek. It was actually pretty disappointing. It was just a hallway with a few doors. I quietly walked in, looked around the empty hall. I cracked open one of the doors in the hallway and peeked in. Nobody was inside, so I walked in and quickly locked the door behind me. I saw a blank TV screen and a stool and quickly realized that I was in a porn booth. At first, it just didn't make sense to me. Why bother coming here so you can pay to watch porn? I'd watched porn lots of times from my computer at home for free. And then I saw the hole in the wall. I had watched enough dirty videos to know a glory hole when I saw one. I put some money in the slot next to the TV. Some porn began to play on the screen, and I sat down on the stool in the booth and began to watch. About 5 minutes into watching the video, I heard a door slam loudly and some movement coming from the booth next to mine. I froze. My heart was racing. I was sure I was going to get caught. I just knew he was going to peek through the hole, see a 12-year-old girl, and before I knew it, I would be trying to explain to my parents why I was in a sex shop watching porn. The words grounded for life came to mind. But that's not what happened at all. The man on the other side of the wall must have heard the porn I was watching and known somebody was in the next booth. I heard him unzip his pants, and before I knew it, there was a grown man's cock just inches from me. I just stared at it for a bit, too scared to know what to do. After about a minute, the man began to pound on the wall, probably trying to get my attention, to let me know he wanted his cock sucked. I didn't want to raise any attention. What if this guy started freaking out and an employee came to see what was going on? I hesitated at first, but I knew I had to grab his dick and start stroking it. It felt so big and warm in my hands. I jerked it up and down, just trying to mimic the videos I'd seen, but I knew that wouldn't be enough. I got on my knees and I began to lick the head of the cock. It tasted salty, but not bad. Then I licked it up and down the shaft. Finally, I took a deep breath and put it in my mouth and began to suck. It was a scary and exciting feeling to have a grown man's penis in my underage mouth. I began by swirling my tongue around the head. Then I started bobbing my head on the stranger's cock. I just prayed I was doing it right so he would leave and I could make my escape out the back door the way I came. After a few minutes, I heard the guy moan and felt a hot spurt of cum hit the back of my throat. I instinctively pulled it out of my mouth and it sprayed another shot onto my face and then right onto my shirt. I swallowed what was in my mouth without really even tasting it. As I began to try and wipe off my face, I could hear the man open the door to his booth and leave. I quickly got up and got ready to run out of my booth and out the back door when I heard the man shouting something along the lines of, "Good cocksucker in booth two." Soon, I could hear footsteps coming down the hall, a door slam, and there was a huge black cock sticking out of the glory hole. I could hear voices in the hall. I think there was a line forming. It was going to be a long day. I looked at the giant black cock and down at my already cum-stained shirt and realized I better strip down to my panties. It's not like I could come home to mom and dad wearing semen-stained clothes. I got back on my knees and took the big black dick into my hands. It was fucking ridiculous. I mean, I didn't even really have any black friends, and now here I was with a grown man's huge black cock inches away from my face. This guy on the other side of the wall was a bit more talkative than the first one. He began to say things to me through the wall like, "Start sucking, bitch," and "Get to work, you little cock-sucking whore." Needless to say, I wasn't used to hearing anyone talk to me like that. But I did what he said. I got to work. It was difficult to even wrap my mouth around it, but once I did, I began to bob on the massive thing. After a few minutes, he pulled his cock away. At first, I was relieved. I figured he was done with me. But then I heard him say, "Put your face against the wall. I want to fuck your mouth." I did as he asked. I opened my mouth wide and pressed it against the hole. He began to thrust, slowly at first, but then picking up speed. Soon, I could feel the head of the giant member slamming at the back of my throat. I gagged, tears running down my face, but never moved away from the wall. I let him use my mouth just like he wanted. With his last thrust, he shot his massive cum load into my mouth. This time, I did my best to swallow it all down, and I definitely tasted it. It was salty, but also kind of sweet. I was actually starting to enjoy that part. "Nice work, slut," the man said before leaving the booth. And then the next guy came in. Then the next, and the next. I spent at least 2 hours sucking one cock right after the other, blowing men probably in their 30s, 40s, hell, maybe even their 50s. Men old enough to be my dad. maybe even old enough to be my granddad. Did they have any clue it was a 12-year-old girl on the other side of the wall? By the time I was finished, I had blown at least 10 men. My stomach felt full and my flat chest was covered in what I hadn't managed to swallow. I did my best to wipe it off with my hands, got dressed, and ran out of the booth, out the back door, and through the woods. Luckily, when I got home, my parents weren't there. I got right in the shower and cleaned up, and after that, got all my clothes in the wash. Thank God there would be no evidence. The following days after that incident, I couldn't stop thinking about it. The whole thing was scary, and I was ashamed and sure. But in a strange way, I felt really proud of myself. I mean, I saw older girls who liked to dress in sexy clothes and wear slutty makeup and acted like they were God's gift to men. And I thought, you don't have anything on me. I've pleased more men than you have, hands down. It was only a matter of time before I went back and did it again. And again. And again. I admit it, I was addicted. It wasn't even really sexual for me. It was the attention. I was a total attention whore. Pretty soon, I was there every Friday and Saturday. And after a while, I began to notice something weird. The employee who took his smoke break out back seemed to look out into the woods while he enjoyed his cigarette. I'm sure he must have saw me hiding in the woods and smiled at me before leaving the door cracked open behind him. And it seemed like more and more men were showing up every weekend. Everyone knew. They had figured it out. The employee must have realized they had never seen their mysterious cocksucker walking through the front door. And I'm sure a few of the men couldn't help but sneak a quick peek through the glory hole to see who was on the other side. It was like everyone involved knew, but they were pretending they didn't. I mean, that way, if I ever did get caught, they all had deniability. They could act horrified, like they had no idea an underage girl had been sucking their cocks all along. But once I realized they knew a little girl was on the other side of the wall, I couldn't help but tease some of those guys. I'd make sure my little mouth was right at the hole when they walked into the booth. I'd smile wide, licking my teeth and showing off my cute pink braces. Sometimes, I would even talk to them in a cute little kid voice, saying something like, "Hi, mister. May I suck your cock, please?" Or, "Thank you for the cum, sir. It was so yummy." Those pervs just loved when I talked like that. I had to stop after school started that fall. There was just no way to suck cock every weekend and keep up with my homework. But I never forgot the look on my math teacher's face the first day I walked into his class and said, "Hello, sir," and gave him a big smile. It was pretty easy to tell that we had already met.